every time here recently in the last couple of years. So it's how do they handle each other? And I'm really looking forward to it. I know not enough people are talking about the importance of this game within Big Ten play. It's a big one.
And before we tip, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your officials tonight, Jeffrey Anderson, Larry Serrato, and Doug Sermons, as we are about set to go. As the Hawkeyes break their huddle in the traveling black unis in the gold trim, the Badgers in the home whites, and the Cardinal in black trim, the player design unis here tonight as we're ready to restart the season. Badgers last played on December 22nd, a win against Detroit Mercy. Iowa played earlier this week against a depleted New Hampshire team. You know, Butch and Greg was saying that in a perfect world, they would have a game between Christmas and New Year, but it was a choice. Do you want the gap now or the gap leading up to Arizona? He wanted to get a game to ramp up to Arizona, but it was 2 years in a row where they've had a long break between just before Christmas until now.
Well, I thank him for it, because that means we got a couple of days off too.
You can't spell media without M and E.
Thank you. It is about us.
We'll put in our request
like
for next year.
Trip. I don't love that scheduling either. But but it is. And truthfully, though, how do they respond with that big a layoff? Like that. That is also an issue,
especially against a team like this
that wants to get up and go.
Yes.
How are your lungs? That's something early in. I'll watch how Greg subs early in this game as well, because no matter what you do, you can never replicate what a real game atmosphere is like.
Yeah, talking to Greg about that very topic, saying, yeah, it's a tester anytime you play Iowa, but especially after that long break between games. Steven Crowell, Owen Freeman ready to jump center. Freeman back in there, was not in uniform in their game against New Hampshire. A little ankle injury. A backup and running tonight. Toss and tap belonging to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we're underway at the Kohl Center. Nolan Winter against Peyton Sanford. He'll throw to Max Klesman out front against Harding. Whips the winner. Throws to Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay now picked up by Peyton Sanford. A bounce to Crowell. Crowell left of the lane. Single coverage Owen Freeman. Backing in is Crowell. Finds the cutter. Tanjay low on the left. One pump. Takes it low on the right shot. Spiked out of bounds by Owen Freeman. Badgers keep it with 8 on the shot clock.
That first possession touches the post. Big Steve understands, hey, he wants the ball. And it's what I wanted to see early in this game, is just Steve being aggressive.
Owen Freeman wasting no time getting his 23rd block of this season. Blackwell baseline right inbounds to Tanjay. With 6 on the shot clock, throwing to Blackwell high on the right, dribbles off the wing in the lane. 10-footer in the paint is good to open up the scoring. 2-0 Wisconsin in the opening minute. Here's Brock Harding, and the Hawkeyes moving to our right. Pass went off the shoulder of Sanford into the hands of Josh Dix. Dix on the dribble around a Freeman screen. Left elbow jumper is good for Josh Dix, who can hit that mid-range game. He likes that shot.
I was just going to say, hit it. That's what he wants to get to. He's automatic. I think he's the best mid-range jump shooter in the league.
Yeah, we talk a lot in this sport now, not just the NBA, the college level, threes and shots at the rim. Josh Dix, very effective from mid-range with the ball as Crowell. Right of the lane, backing on Freeman. Backing, turns, pivots, up right hand. Good, off the window. Good work from Steven Crowell. 4-2 Wisconsin, a minute 15 in. Rock Harding against Blackwell. Good screen for Freeman. Harding turns it out to Freeman. Rotates left side to Josh Dix. He'll bring it out front. A pass for Thelwell. Thelwell against the big and Nolan Winter. Retreats out between the circles. Thelwell, the transfer out of Morehead State. Driving, goes through the lane right to left. Scoops to the Peyton Sanford. Baseline left. A floater. High arching shot over Crowell is good. Tied at 4.
Really good move there by Peyton Sanford.
About a minute 45 gone by. Tanjay on the left wing for Wisconsin. Throwing to Crowell, right of the circle. Freeman comes out on him. Inside feed. Winter catches low on the right. Easy money for Nolan Winter.
Yeah, 6-4. If I was going to switch it, man, that's what you can get.
Peyton Sanford out high. They'll go into Freeman in the lane. Flips it up right hand. Off the rim, no good. Winter the rebound. Outlet to Max Klesman. Backs up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Feeds Winter at the top of the circle. He'll throw to Blackwell. Blows off the left wing. Blackwell to the rim. Layup, no. Rebound Freeman of Iowa. 2:15 gone by. It's 6-4 Wisconsin. Fell well to the front court. Checked by Bax Klesman. Now barreling down the lane is Freeman. Knocked away. Tanjay saves it at the left baseline. Ahead to Blackwell. Here's John up the floor for Wisconsin. Hits the brakes at the free throw line. Kicks it to Crowell. Feeding Tanjay. Right wing three. Splashed it. John Tanjay had been scuffling from distance in recent games. Hits one early tonight. 9-4 Wisconsin. 2:40 gone by. Brock Harding out high. Just left of the center circle around a Freeman screen. Works baseline left. Throws it out to Freeman. Takes the three. Kicks to Harding. Takes the three. Left corner. Good.
And Steve doesn't need to fly out. Even though Owen Freeman can make that shot, don't fly out there. He's only four. Taking 10 threes in the season.
9-7 Wisconsin with 3 minutes into the game. Nolan Winter out front for the Badgers. A throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Flips it to Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay matched up with Josh Dix. Now Freeman helping out. Tanjay left corner. Whips it to Blackwell in the paint. Knocked away. Fell well to turnover Wisconsin. Here comes Peyton Samford on the push. It's 3-on-3. Samford the floater in the lane. Bangs off the rim. No good. Stop call. They're going to get Winter.
They are, yeah. And it's the right call. I know people aren't going to. No, Badger fans aren't going to be happy about that. As soon as that went up, Nolan slid underneath, and that's where the foul was.
That's the game's first foul. 9-7 Wisconsin, not quite 3.5 minutes into the game. Brock Harding, the 6-foot sophomore out of Moline, Illinois. Looking baseline right, still looking, whips it to Thelwell, took a look, now covered up by Crowell outside right. Thelwell taking him off the dribble, scoops it up right hand, good, off the glass. Drew Thelwell ties the game at 9. A little more than 3.5 minutes gone by. Nolan Winter out high for Wisconsin. Loops a pass to Crowell, left of the lane, finds the cutter. Blackwell low on the right, layup is good.
Going to see some offense tonight, then.
Yes, we are.
Just can let everybody know. Get used to it.
Here's Brock Harding at the free throw line. 11-9 Wisconsin, about 4 minutes in. Dix off the Freeman screen. Weaves to the foul line. Jumper away. Good. Another mid-range J from Josh Dix. We're tied at 11.
If that's what he wants to get to. Now, I know you got to give up something, so Wisconsin can give that up, but...
Nolan Winter out front, throwing to Tanjay, high on the left, around a Winter screen, top of the circle. He'll use a screen again, bounces left wing for Blackwell. He'll throw to Crowell, high on the right, inside feed, intended for Winter, knocked away by Josh Dix. Turnover Wisconsin, Harding feeds Peyton Samford, a bounce to Dix on the left wing. Skip past Thelwell, stabs off a three, right side, good. Drew Thelwell with 5 early points, 38% for 3 coming in, is the transfer out of Morehead State. 14-11 Iowa, 15-22 left first half. Tanjay high on the left, inside feed, Crowell catches. Left of the lane, single coverage Freeman. Backing is Crowell, mid post left, backs at the left block, and he goes up, gets fouled. Peyton Samford in there helping out, and he will be called for the foul. His first as we hit our first media timeout tonight. I want to thank our game sponsor, Alliant Energy. Visit theliantenergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 15-13 left of the first half. Iowa 14, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Now at Menards, saving money on everything to update your home. Easily create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry. With so many styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find plenty of options that you will love. Start your project today and save big on Clearview Cabinetry. Plus, the bag sale is back. Get 15% off everything you can fit inside the bag. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Basketball brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Stephen Crowell going to the free throw line for a couple of shots.
You know, Wisconsin wants to play fast, but two turnovers early on here. And that's one of those things when you play fast, especially against this Iowa team, they're going to try to force some of those. You got to stop that. I mean, Wisconsin's been really good at not turning the ball over. So is Iowa. So you can't give those extra possessions to Hawkeyes.
Iowa averages 8.5 steals per game as Stephen Crowell hits the first and then follows up by hitting the second free throw. 14-13 Iowa, 15-08 left first half. Kamari McGee in the lineup now, checking Brock Harding. Carter Gilmore in as well. He's chasing Drew Thelwell. With the ball is Josh Dix. Right foul line extended. Feeds Freeman at the right elbow. Kicks it to Harding to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Dix. Tries a three. Right wing. Nailed it.
I really like Josh Dix.
Oh, yeah.
He's just solid in everything he does. You have to find him if you're Wisconsin.
Yeah, the game-winning three in a buzzer-beating fashion against Northwestern a few weeks ago. 17-13 Iowa, 14-38 left in the half. Crowell backing on Freeman. Low on the right. One pump. Pushed it up and in. Stephen Crowell with six.
And we talked early on, when we talked about keys, the third one, and I said the most important was Steve, get him going. Well, he's made himself available.
17-15 Iowa, 14-20 left in the first half. Owen Freeman on the left wing. Moving in on Crowell. Freeman in the lane. Low on the left, goes up, got it, and one. Crowell got him. Basket plus one for Owen Freeman. First foul on Crowell.
I didn't see a lot there as far as contact in the post for as much as it's been on the other side here. Owen Freeman drives, spins. I just don't see a lot of contact
there.
Especially for the way that it's been on the other side. It's a tough one to go against Big Steve.
Freeman only 57% at the foul line and missing off the heel of the rim with that throw. Rebound cleared by Nolan Winter. 19-15 Iowa. We're not quite 6 minutes into the game.
You see Iowa in the zone here.
Which is Greg Gard mentioned. They mix things up defensively. They'll press at times. Gilmore goes into Winter. Low on the right. One pump up over Freeman. Back iron out. Got his own rebound. Up and in. Easy money put back for Nolan Winter. 19-17 Iowa. Quickly up the floor is Thelwell with 13:45 left of the first half. Freeman high on the left. He'll leave it for Harding. Brock Harding gets a screen from his old high school teammate Freeman. Right lane line. Hits the brakes. Feeds Freeman down the lane. Pushed it up. Rattles out. No good. Rebounded Kamari McGee of Wisconsin. McGee up the right side of the front court. Slow it down. Gets off to Jack Janicki in there. High on the right. Sends to Winter. Rotates it left side for Blackwell. Blackwell feeds Gilmore. Carter Gilmore will hand off to McGee, high on the right, around a Gilmore screen. McGee lets it fly. Three if it goes. It's off the rim, no good for the right wing. Rebound Harding of Iowa. Harding pushing quickly. And he walked with the ball, trying to scoop it back to the trailer, Josh Dix. But didn't have an angle to do so. It took the extra step.
No, and that's a situation where normally you don't get rewarded for slowly getting back and transition against this Iowa team. Carter Gilmore was a little bit slow as far as coming down, and it benefited Wisconsin because that's the only reason there was a turnover there.
Right in the passing lane.
Yep, exactly.
It was perfect.
Yep.
Price Sanford is in for Drew Thelwell, and Elijah Dembele checks in for Owen Freeman. Dembele, 6'8", sophomore. There's Kamari McGee with a pass for Blackwell. 13:05 left in the half, 19-17 Iowa. Blackwell, a bounce for Gilmore on the right wing. Sends it back to Blackwell, high on the right. He'll try a three. Good. John Blackwell, Butchie, you mentioned just 29% from three coming into the game. Let's see if that gets him going from long range.
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
20-19 Wisconsin. 12:47 left first half. Brock Harding scoops it up low in the left and in.
That's a good match between two really quick guards in Harding and Kamari McGee.
21-20 the Hawkeyes. 12:35 left of the first half. John Blackwell. walks it out between the circles, flips it to Jack Janicki. Harding defends, a throw to Winter, right foul line extended. He'll flip to McGee on the right side. Amari darts a pass to Gilmore, posting on Peyton Sanford. Backing is Gilmore, backing, right block. And now double team, tried to split the double team. Tough shot, no, got his own rebound, knocked away DeBelli, and then off at Gilmore and out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa with 12-11 left in the half, 21-20 the Hawkeyes.
This unit on the floor for Wisconsin, John Blackwell has to take over offensively.
Brock Harding with the ball now. We'll see Tanjay and Klesman checking in next whistle. Dix out front against Blackwell. A screen from Dembele. Dix steps back. He'll try a three out of the circle. Good again. Josh Dix with 10 points in his first half. 11:50 left in it.
And that's why that mid-range, like he likes, he got to that early. Now he's sitting step backs. It just, that's what he wants to get to. You got to take that away a little bit.
24-20, Iowa. Blackwell left of the lane. Feeds Jack Janicki on the left wing. 11:35 left in the first half. 4-point lead, Iowa. Janicki out front. Puts it on the deck. Bounce pass McGee. Baseline right. Puts two defenders. Throws up a wild shot. Bricked it. Dembele the rebound. Now Harding is able to weave away from Blackwell to the free throw line. Feeds Price Sanford. Three shot left corner off the rim. No good. Rebound back tap to Harding. Whips it to Price Sanford. Fakes the three. Drives the lane. Kicks it Dembele with a pass fake. Now he'll launch a three right corner. That's over everything. Blackwell the rebound. And here comes Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Feeds Nolan Winter. Rim running. Slam dunk, Nolan Winter. He has six.
That's a big play. What could have been a wide open three there for Peyton Sanford. He misses it. And then Belly shoots an air ball. Results in a wide open transition opportunity for Wisconsin.
Here's Harding trying a three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Blackwell, 24-22 Iowa. 10:45 left in the half. Here's Blackwell left lane line. Feeds McGee low on the left. Pushed it up. No good. Rebound fought for. And a reach-in foul here on Blackwell, I think, fighting for it along with Brock Harding. And we have the under 12 needing a timeout. Up and down basketball here at the Kohl Center. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and iSoy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive contents, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 10:39 left of the first half. Iowa 24, Wisconsin 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 24-22, Iowa leads Wisconsin with 10:39 left in the first half, and it's hot. We'll say good offense. Iowa's 10 of 16, 4 of 7 from deep. The Badgers 9 of 16, 2 of 3 from deep. Great offense, Mitchell.
Oh, great offense, absolutely. But you look at what it is. Wisconsin points in the paint, 14. So even though they've only taken three-point attempts, they've gotten the ball to the rim. So I think that's one of those things where you look at it being a two-point game. Defensively, though, Wisconsin's got to – we know it's been an issue this year. No secrets. Got to find a way to string a couple of stops together, though.
Wisconsin 78th in defensive efficiency, according to KenPom. Iowa in the 90s. And neither has been able to slow the other down. Five of the four for Wisconsin. Xavier Amos in there with John Tonjay, Max Klesma, Stephen Crowell, and Kamari McGee. Here comes Drew Thelwell for the Hawkeyes. Four with Seydou Traore. Transfer out of Manhattan College. Dembele with the basketball right now. Hands off to Josh Dix, who has 10 early points. A feed for Price Sanford, left wing. Sanford checked by Klesma. Now Thelwell against Tonjay. 12 to shoot. Price Sanford puts it on the deck. Baseline left. It's the back end, Klesma. A whistle, yeah. Walked with the ball, turnover, Iowa. So both teams have been really good this season at protecting the ball, but both teams guilty of three turnovers. Not quite 10 minutes into the game. It's Kamari McGee up the floor for the Badgers. 10-14 left first half, 24-22 Iowa. McGee with a bounce for Crowell. Inside the right elbow, floats it inside Amos. It's knocked away, stolen by Drew Thelwell. Turnover number four for Wisconsin. Thelwell against Amos. Left of the circle. A bounce to Price Sanford at the free throw line. And Sanford gives off to Thelwell. Left wing. Shovels it left of the lane. Traore hooks it to Dembele. Right corner. Shot clock is at 10. A handoff to Josh Dix. Baseline right. Fadeaway mid-range. Short. Rebound Kamari McGee for Wisconsin.
Better defensively there for Wisconsin.
With a pass to Amos between the arcs, throwing to Tonjay on the right side, drives baseline right into a double team, and the fadeaway is off the rim, no good. Price Sanford to rebound.
Tough shot, and not a shot Wisconsin wants. That's that mid-range two, which we've heard a lot about. Not right. a good look.
Sanford out front, a screen from Dembele. Price Sanford throws to Dembele at the free throw line. Jumper away over Crowell is good for Laji Dembele, and it's 26-22 Iowa.
Steve's got to get a hand.
9-10 left of the first half. Klesma high on the left, throwing to Amos at the top. Rotates Tonjay outside right. Tonjay with a pass for Crowell. Top of the circle. A lob goes over everybody and out of bounds.
I think that's Steve's third turnover. That's his third turnover on the night.
And he's coming out as winter is in. Crowell and Xavier Amos just not on the same page there. And pass an errant one that flies out of bounds. So Wisconsin with five turnovers. Down four, 8:55 left of the first half. Price Sanford hands off to Cooper Koch. There's legacy Hawkeyes. His father, J.R., played for the Hawks. Here's Thelwell left of the lane, driving and flipped it up and in. Thelwell with seven. Six-point lead, Iowa, 28-22, the Hawkeyes. 8:37 left in the first half. Klesma outside left. Traore defends. Right-hand toss for Tonjay, high in the right. Goes to Nolan Winter, right elbow. Feeds Klesma outside left around the Winter screen. Klesma gives it to Tonjay. He'll snap off a three, right side, nailed it. Second three for Tonjay, 28-25 Iowa.
Early in this game, a big three, too.
Thelwell, a pass inside for Freeman, deflected by Tonjay. Turnover Iowa, and then Winter turned it right back, threw it to Thelwell, and he got fouled by Kamari McGee. Wow. Fourth team foul. McGee will come out of the game as Blackwell is in.
Like you said, you know, turnovers already six of them for Wisconsin. And a lot of them aren't forced, Matt. That's the thing. Like Steve Craw has three of them, not forced. The last one, not forced.
Amos out. Gilmore in. 8:09 left in the half. 28-25 Iowa. Inbounds pass Freeman. Gets it to Thelwell. Curls off the left wing. Throws a Traore at the top. Traore against Carter Gilmore. A pass for Freeman. Took a look from three. Puts it on the deck against Gilmore. Twisting in the lane. Knocked away Gilmore. Turnover Iowa. Here comes Tonjay. Busting up the floor for Wisconsin. Right of the lane against Thelwell. Backing. Finds Klesma. He'll try a three right side. Off the rim. No good. Traore the rebound for the Hawkeyes. 7:42 left in the half. 28-25 Iowa. There's a pass knocked away by Blackwell. And out of bounds intended for Price Sanford. We'll have the under eight media timeout. The unexpected happens every day, and when it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 7:41 left in the first half. Iowa 28, Wisconsin 25. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports with the experts at the State Journal. Go to badgerextra.com or search your app store today. Iowa 28, Wisconsin 25 with 7:41 left in the first half.
And defensively for Wisconsin, it hasn't been really that good. The reason I say that is Iowa only has 3 assists.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of those things where Iowa's making a bunch of plays. They're making a lot of individual plays, but it's been straight-line drives. It's been attacks to the basket. That, to me, means your one-on-one defense needs to be better. This is a team in Iowa that averages 20.2 assists per game. They're second in the NCAA. They lead the Big Ten, obviously. Like, you need to make them do that. Right now, it's too many straight-line drives.
Well, sideline right inbounds to Price Sanford around a Freeman screen. Lesmond is able to pick him up, a throw out to Seydou Traore. At the top of the circle, Blues in the lane, 12-footer over Gilmore, banged off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Here comes Blackwell up the middle front court for the Badgers, throwing to Winter. Flips to Klesman on the right side. Koch will pick him up. A throw to Gilmore, a near steal from Fellwell. They rotated to Tanjay, high on the left. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Winter finds Klesman outside right. Packs. Dribbles off the wing, shuffles in the lane, pushed it up and in. Max Klesman's first points of the game, 28-27 Iowa. 7 minutes left of the first half. Fellwell quickly inside. It's caught by Freeman. A quick double. Now single coverage as Winter just gobbled him up and got the held ball, blocked the shot, got the tie-up. Arrow, Iowa.
That's where Nolan's length takes over because he reached over the top, but because of that, he was able to get the basketball, which resulted in the jump ball.
Yeah, kind of playing with fire with that break of that principle of verticality there. Fellwell, baseline right. Trying to inbound. Passes it out to Price Sanford against Klesman. Sanford off the right wing. Stops at the foul line. Throws it out to Fellwell. Fellwell against Blackwell. Outside left, 10 of the shot clock. High screen Freeman. Inside feed to Freeman on the roll. He'll catch and finish low on the left. He has 4.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but that was a heck of a pass.
It really was. Klesman for 3. Left wing. Good. We're tied. Tied at 30. 6:30 left of the first half. And that last possession, he threaded that.
I mean, exactly. It's been fun basketball early on here.
Traore on the left wing against Max Klesman. Traore starting to back on Max, left of the lane, backs to the block, turns up right hand. It will roll around and out, no good, but Klesman is called for the foul. His first.
There's no reason for Max to foul there, Matt. There was zero reason. Max has to be solid there.
And he was until he wasn't. Right?
Exactly, right? Like that, it's just being disciplined enough, long enough. knowing that you're in a tough situation, which he was, go straight up, make him play through the chest. Don't bail him out.
Sidibe Traore averaged 12 points a game at Manhattan College last year as a freshman. Just 9 of 15 at the foul line. Iowa has not helped itself much at all this season at the free throw line as he misses the first one here, just 67% from the line. But keep in mind, Iowa averages about 90 points a game.
Well, a lot of that comes from Owen Freeman and some of the other guys that, you know, percentages are on that 60 to 50 because you've got the best free throw shooting. One of the best, excuse me, Peyton Samford on that team as well. So it's weird hearing that.
Yeah, Samford like threatening to get a career record. Both free throws are missed. Badgers clear it. Tied at 30, 6:05 left first half. Klesman, right corner. He'll try a three. Good again. Max Klesman, his second triple, 33-30 Wisconsin. 5:55 left of the break. Traore at the top of the circle. Hands off to Cooper Koch, top of the ring. Gives off to Traore, high on the left. A throw to Fellwell, left-hand dribble. Kicks it to Traore, open three, left corner. Air ball, I mean, way off the mark. Cleared by Klesman. Now Blackwell to the front court for the Badgers. Throwing to Winter, feeds Max. He's going to try a heat check. He took a look, turned it down. Now Max between the circles. Gives off to Blackwell, driving left of the lane. Goes to the goal, layup good. Blackwell with a strong take. Five-point lead, Wisconsin. 5:23 left in the first half. 35-30 the Badgers. Thelwell high on the right. Thelwell gets a good screen from Traore. Picked up by Carter Gilmore. A bounce to Traore. Backing on Blackwell. Kicks to Thelwell. Long three left of the circle off the rim. No good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Blackwell through the center circle of the front court. Pull up three. Up top. Got it. Blackwell's second three. Timeout. Fran McCaffrey. As the Badgers on a burst, an 8 and 11 point scoring run here for the home team. We'll keep it here with 5:30 Wisconsin.
And that's what it was, Matt. 11-0 run, 16-2 run over the last, 3:19 here. And it's been defensively, they've been better. Iowa just hasn't moved the ball. You know, we talked about it at that break coming back. I said Iowa's only had, three assists with straight line drives. Well, they haven't been able to drive to the basket. Normally, Iowa's bench has been better. This stretch here just haven't been very good. I'm trying to put that as nicely as possible. Normally, the Iowa bench has been really good for this Hawkeye team this year. Not good. You're going to see their starters come back in. Now, what is the response for Wisconsin with the Iowa starters coming in? But this 16-2 to run over the last 3:19 has been really better defensively locked in.
As what you said, it is the starting five back in there for the Hawkeyes. The Badgers have Carter Gilmore out there. And the other four are starters, Crowell, Blackwell, Klesman, and Tanjay. Here comes Brock Harding for Iowa. 5 minutes left in the first half, 38-30 Wisconsin. Harding hands off to Thelwell, out between the arcs, feeds Josh Dix. Dix with 10 early points in this game. Made his first four shots. Now Peyton Samford left of the lane, stops mid-post. Turnaround fadeaway, danced off the iron, no good. Crowell the rebound. Iowa stays cold. Here comes Blackwell throwing to Crowell out high. Crowell with the hand off to Max Klesman. Klesman around a Crowell screen. Kick to Gilmore, open three, straight on, straight in. Carter Gilmore from distance, 41-30 Wisconsin with 4:25 left in the first half. Here's Harding, good screen for Freeman. A bounce into Freeman, low on the left, up over Crowell, right hand, good. Low and Freeman has six. 41-32 Wisconsin, 4:12 left in the first half. Gilmore throws it to Tanjay, left of the circle, feeds Crowell high on the right, gives off to Blackwell. Blackwell inside feed, Crowell catches low on the right, got tied up by Harding. Well, you talk about a mismatch there inside. Crowell against the 6 foot Brock Harding. All Harding could do was foul, and Crowell will shoot two.
Well, it was a mismatch because nobody was on Steve Crowell. Harding was quick enough just to get there and realize I got to wrap him up because nobody was near him. Now, that's a liability of Iowa. When they switch, they do give that roller wide open a lot, and that's something that Wisconsin has to continue to take advantage of.
Crowell hits the first free throw. He's the only Badger who's been at the line. He's made all three. Klesman sits down. Jack Janicki is in. We're coming up on the under four immediate timeout here. 42-32 Wisconsin, 4:05 left in the half. Second free throw, Crowell, good. Stevie, 4 out of 4 at the foul line. Back to an 11-point lead for the Badgers. Brock Harding up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Hands off to Peyton Sanford. Gives to Thelwell. Quick pass Harding. Freeman the high screen. A throw in to Freeman in the lane. Pivots. Pass knocked away by Gilmore, but Thelwell is there at the top of the arc. Thelwell against Carter Gilmore. Trying to go to work on him in the lane. Scoops it up high off the glass and then off the back rim once, twice, and through.
I don't know how it
really
went in. I don't know how it went in, and then it forced a travel.
Oh yeah, they
on
did.
Top of it,
yeah,
they forced a travel.
Inbounds pass to Blackwell, and Harding stepped right in there, and Blackwell guilty of the extra step, and another turnover for Wisconsin. Seven of them now for the Badgers, and we have the under four media timeout. Fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 10th through the 12th for Badgers Sale Weekend. Get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $1,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 3:39 left of the first half. Wisconsin 43, Iowa 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves. Winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. According to our stat screen, the Badgers at about 1.4 points per possession. That's pretty good. 43-34,
yeah,
Wisconsin leads Iowa with 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the first half. You have a chance to win some games at 1.4 per possession.
You right? do, and this Iowa team. It's a team that I thought it wanted to actually be more willing to guard a little bit this year. Mm-hmm. Then, I'm not saying that they're.
It's all relative.
Right. Like, I mean, when you talk about historically bad defensive teams for Iowa, like the willingness. But this is, again, how talented this Wisconsin team is and what they can do and how they can score the basketball. And I think that's the thing defensively. All they needed to be is locked in just a little bit. And they were. They stopped the straight line drives. They made Iowa make a couple of extra passes. Resulted in some bad decisions by Iowa. Then it let, you know, Wisconsin get off and going a little bit here.
Badgers guilty of their seventh turnover before that last media timeout. But 16 out of 25 from the field, 7-9 from deep. Those are the Wisconsin numbers. Inbounds pass Peyton Sanford. Let's fly a three halfway down and popped out. Crowell, the rebound for the Badgers. 3.5 minutes left to the break, 43-34 Wisconsin. Gilmore with a throw to Jack Janicki at the top. Gives to Tanjay high on the right. Tanjay looks at the Crowell, rotates to Gilmore, sends to Janicki high on the left. A pass for Crowell, took a look, instead gives off to Blackwell. Feeds Gilmore, fakes the three, seven to shoot. Janicki, top of the circle. Now it's Blackwell with three, long three in the air. Back rim no good. Tanjay trying to back tap, unable to do so. Here comes Peyton Sanford for Iowa. Sanford flips to Freeman, left of the circle. Now Josh Dix launching a three, left of the ring, no good, rebound.
This is a big 3 minutes. When you look at where Wisconsin's at, they can push the thing to double digits, or Iowa can get this thing to about five.
Tanjay for three, no good, left of the circle. Crowell with a back tap to Gilmore. Feeds Blackwell, open three, left side, book it. John Blackwell with three threes here in the half.
Offensive rebound, wide open three.
46-34, Wisconsin. 2:30 left in that. Peyton Sanford, baseline left, feeds Freeman down the lane. Slam dunk, Owen Freeman. He has eight. 46-36 Wisconsin, 2:24 left in the half. Tanjay goes into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell against Owen Freeman. Now with his back to the basket, still holds. Now puts it on the deck. Once, twice, trying to back, mid-post right. Crowell still backs, turns up, kissed it off the window, yes. 48-36 Wisconsin, 2:05 left in the half, and threading a pass is Harding into Josh Dix. Flying to the rim, he'll catch and finish.
Can't have that. That's what you can't have against Iowa.
48-38 Wisconsin, 1:53 left till halftime. Tanjay outside left, curls to the top of the circle. A pass for Crowell, one dribble. Crowell looking for help, knocked away Freeman. The ball is loose, Gilmore runs it down at the center circle. Now it's Blackwell high on the left, 10 of the shot clock. A throw to Janicki high on the right. Refeeds Blackwell. Shot clock is at 5. Blackwell at the midcourt logo. Puts it on the deck. Spins in the lane. Fades. Flips. It is off the right side iron. No good. Peyton Stanford the rebound. Quick outlet to Thelwell. 1:25 left in the half. 10-point lead Wisconsin at 48-38. Thelwell at the top of the circle. Blackwell digging in defensively. Thelwell kills the dribble. Bounces to Freeman. Backing. Backing on Carter Gilmore. Gilmore taking the hit, and they'll get Gilmore for the block. Not sure if he got in the restricted area there. He was maybe getting a little deep and then trying to sell it. Badger bench, none too pleased. That's the first foul on Gilmore.
Yeah, and I just don't know what Carter could have done here in this situation. There's one bump. There's a second. And
he's in the
restricted
area.
Is that where they had?
Okay. Yep, yep. There was contact before, but he got that with that right foot in the restricted area there. We have 1:12 left in the half, 48-38 Wisconsin. Harding, baseline left, inbounds, base left of the lane. Josh Dix banks one in. And a very impressive first half for Josh Dix. It's 48-40 Wisconsin. 1 minute left in the first half. Klesman whips it to Winter, wide open three up top, good. Nolan Winter has been shooting more threes in recent games, hitting one from distance, 51-40 Wisconsin. Here's Harding dribbling at the foul line, finds Thelwell. He'll try a three right side, good. Drew Thelwell, his second three. 51-43 Wisconsin. We have 40 seconds left in the first half. Roll up the floor for reasons unknown. The clock is still running here.
The shot clock didn't start.
Yeah.
That's why. So now it's at 5 seconds. There's a difference between shot clock and game clock. Wisconsin can hold almost for this last shot.
We still got about a 5 second difference. Blackwell throwing to Klesman outside right. Max holding. Gives it back to Blackwell, and he got fouled by Brock Harding. So that'll take care of the shot clock. So now there is no shot clock.
But prior to that, Wisconsin, there was about a 13 second difference there, so Wisconsin rolled it. I don't necessarily love that. I think it's a little bit of overthinking, right?
Yes.
That being said, understanding why they did that in that situation.
5 seconds is a lifetime for Iowa.
And we talked about why this was so important, this 3 minute stretch that we talked about. It's 51-43, 8 point game. Wisconsin still can get this double digits where we,
And now they can take it all the way down. Shot clock dark. 15 seconds left in the half. 51-43, Wisconsin. Blackwell left of the center circle. Down to 8 seconds left in the half. Blackwell against Thelwell. Blackwell drives the lane, pushed it up, right hand, no good. Rebound tapped out to Tanjay with two, with one. Tanjay throws it up. It is off the rim and in. It counts and one. A circus shot from John Tanjay with 1.2 seconds left in the half.
Offensive rebounds have been huge this last little chunk for Wisconsin. You know, they've got five of them right now, and John Tanjay benefits there. I mean, that changes this game and momentum, all of that. It could have been an 8 point game going into half. Now you're looking at 10. You've got John Tanjay at the free throw line shooting 94. Like, it's a huge part of this game.
They get Dembele for the foul. He coming in for Blackwell. I think Gray's going to send Cameron Hunter into the game as well. 1.2 seconds left in the half. Carter Kingsbury will come in for Iowa. It's 53-43 Wisconsin. Kingsbury comes in for Dembele. Is Tanjay ready to step to the free throw line? Badgers up 10, 1.2 seconds left in the half. Free throw Tanjay, it is good. And now Hunter will come in for Tanjay. It's an 11-point lead for Wisconsin with 1.2 seconds left in the half. So Cameron Hunter will have the assignment trying to cover up Josh Dix. Kingsbury will throw it in. No one is checking him. Kingsbury winds it up. He'll throw it down the floor. It's knocked away. Klesmer. Bryce Sanford throws one up. It's off the heel of the rim. No good. And the first half has come to an end. Back and forth we go here through the first 20 minutes at the Kohl Center. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Halfway through in Madison, Wisconsin 54, Iowa 43. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Up and down basketball, as many expected if you follow these two programs. Wisconsin scoring in the 80s with regularity. Iowa averaging nearly 90 points a game. And at the half, it's Wisconsin 54, Iowa 43. John Blackwell, 15 points, 3 out of 4 from long range. Stephen Crowell has 10. Josh Dix with 14 to pace Iowa. Drew Thelwell has 12. At the half, Wisconsin 54, Iowa 43. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from freshman Daniel Freetag in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Ah, beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation as we visit with freshman guard Daniel Freetag out of Bloomington, Minnesota, a player the Badger coaching staff has had its eyes on for quite some time. Freetag had options, being recruited by football programs, including Wisconsin's for a time, and obviously a national recruit as a basketball player. We asked him about that process and what it came down to before Daniel became a Badger basketball player.
It was a long recruiting process with both sports, and I ended up choosing Wisconsin before I chose basketball. So in my top five, I had football schools, but it was, in the end, it was Wisconsin basketball that made me want to stay with basketball. So I really didn't choose a sport. I kind of just chose a coaching staff and a program before anything else.
What is it about this coaching staff and the program that you find so attractive?
I think, you know, I wanted to go somewhere that I felt needed, and I'm not saying that they need me on the court, but just like they valued me as if they needed me opposed to wanting me. And you could kind of always tell with coaching staffs, you know, the coaching staffs that, you know, offer you and kind of recruit you and they kind of want you, and then those that really take their time and effort to, you know, really pour into you and show you that you're valued to them. So I just wanted to reward kind of their loyalty to me by coming here.
We'll have more with Daniel Freetag as our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'll be honest, I love clearance sales for the great prices, but what I really love is the thrill of the hunt. And right now at Kohl's Ultimate Clearance Event, there are so many hidden gems waiting to be discovered. I just went and saved 70% on cute dresses, cozy sweaters, pajamas for my whole family, and that was just a start. So if you also enjoy seeking out big savings, get to Kohl's where the hunt is on. Select styles, offers end January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Our halftime chat with Daniel Freetag continues. You know, for Daniel, it was a slow start to his summer workout. Part of his celebration of winning a state championship, he said he booked a flight to Florida and also got the surgery date squared away. Yeah, had some surgery on his ankle. So it was a slow go for Daniel, but he's getting better by the day.
I think I was out for 2.5 weeks for a majority of our drills. And then for another, like, week, I was kind of very limited, and I was barely playing in practice to kind of milk the ankle or whatever. But, you know, after some time, I can feel, you know, my balance coming back and my spring and my first step and stuff. So it's kind of just been better and better every day.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's one thing to trust your ankle. It's another to get into, quote, basketball shape. So When was it where you felt like I'm all the way back? I'm where I want to be?
I'd say, you know, I think like a few weeks ago, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking about my ankle, but I feel like I'm back. I feel like I'm, you know, myself from before the injury, and I feel really good right now, and I've felt that way for a few weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I can't really say the same about, you know, a month or two ago.
That's Daniel Freetag, and that is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At the half, Wisconsin leads Iowa 54-43. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin is 20 of 33 from the field, a bit better than 60%. 9 of 13 from the three-point line. The previous two games, by the way, the Badgers were 13 out of 60 from long range. 5 out of 5 at the foul line. The Hawkeyes are 59% from the field, 19 of 32. 5 of 12 from the arc, 0 of 3. At the free throw line, 7 turnovers for Wisconsin, 5 for the Hawkeyes. Badgers have 10 assists on their 20 buckets. Iowa, 8 assists on their 19 field goals. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 54, Iowa 43. The halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was. Recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Ready for the second half. Among those in attendance tonight, Hayden Jones, one of these signed freshmen commitments for next season. A little bit of a commute from him. He's from New Zealand. Kirk Penny played with Hayden's father, Phil, for a number of years. So the family able to get here for a little visit. And a good-looking player, very highly regarded in New Zealand. And if Kirk Penny thinks he's pretty good, then I'm all ears.
I'd say exactly. Yeah. No question about it. No question about it.
Also in attendance, Mike Heller. What do you think he paid for his ticket?
Oh, I bet you a lot. I mean, you know, he owns a wine bar now. He's got to be just swimming in it, so probably a lot.
Yeah, you got those luxury seats over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
I mean,
you want to clip that, Dave? We'll send it to him. It's like. We're ready for the second half. Wisconsin 54, Iowa 43. And a good crowd here. Of course, semester break here for a few more weeks. I believe the game was technically a sellout, and I believe it. I don't see many empty chairs.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I think, good. You know, when you talk to start the second half right now, you look at Wisconsin, they're up 11. You have to get off to a good start here because you know Iowa. They're going to, again, they're shooting at 5 of 12. Wisconsin's 9 of 13. You're not going to continue to shoot at that clip from 3. And you know Iowa's going to shoot a little bit better from 3. So how do you manage this lead? How do you get out to the right start? You can build this thing up and really take control of this game.
Badgers have the first possession of the second half, moving to our right. Max Klesman covered up quickly by Brock Harding. High screen crowd. And a bad pass from Klesman trying to get Tanjay, picked off by Josh Dix. Feeds Thelwell, blows off the left wing, up right hand of the lane, no good. Rebound comes down to Max.